And good evening on this 30th day of March. It's been a day of meetings for me. I'm amazed at how busy quarantine can be. And one of those meetings was a conference call with James Wetzel and Father Joseph Hagen and Brother Hyacinth Grubb on how it is we would stream Holy Week services for you beginning on Sunday. It's an adventure, it's a challenge, it's an act of love and determination. All of that goes into it. But it's also a formidable task, and not only technically, because it seems to me we as Christians, we who have all the duties of baptism, have a formidable project ahead of us, because it's our work to honor the death and resurrection of the Lord. It's an inherited task with us. And yet this year we have to place it in this extraordinary context of the pandemic. And as I'm giving this greeting, I see that 66,000 cases of coronavirus are confirmed in New York State, and 1,200 people have died. So we face this ocean of suffering and loss around us, and we come to it from the perspective of faith. Indeed, the perspective of the victory of Christ. And so we ask, how do we hold all of that together? And really, it's only the Lord who gives the answer. And so our real work will be to station ourselves in the familiar texts and rituals of this week, and ask the Lord to speak to us, so that as we experience Holy Week in solitude, its deeper meaning may be laid bare for us. I wish you every blessing and good courage, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.